This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1969. Music became even heavier. It said more.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
And it meant more.
In the year 2525.
Cries to end the war reverberated throughout the land. Music echoed the call to turn swords into plowshares.
Come together.
Two heaviest groups in the charts were Creedence Clearwater Revival and Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round.
And then a sudden return to the roots of rock and roll, pure gospel.
Oh, happy, oh, happy day. Oh, happy, oh, happy day.
A California group, the Edwin Hawkins Singers, came from, it seemed, like out of nowhere. And as the record gained popularity, the Edwin Hawkins Singers became the most sought-after backup group in the nation.
My name is Sue.
It was also the year that country and western star Johnny Cash recorded the year's biggest novelty hit. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1969.